Hello, my dear, how are you today? I want to talk about this topic about memory. What kind of memory do you have? Do you have a good memory or bad memory? Do you have a short-term memory or long-term memory? Maybe you have mid-term memory. Do you have audio memory or photographic memory? Photographic memory, or we can say visualized memory. Do you have writing memory or computational memory? Computational memory means using the computer, using to calculator. Okay? Some of the people have a short-term memory. And when they study a new unit, a new lesson, they must repeat it. They must repeat a lot of it. So, they must create link between short-term memory and long-term memory. They must mental review. They must repeat a lot. What kind of memory do you have? I have to say, I have the good audio memory, but unfortunately, I have a bad, very, very bad photographic memory. When I listen a new point, a new things of my teacher, of everybody, of my family, of my mother, of my father, of everybody, I can remember it. I can keep it in my mind. When I listen a new point, I can keep it in my mind very easy, very better than when I read it in on a book, or on the internet, on everywhere. Some of the people like me have a good audio memory, and this person, when they are speaking, they wanted the other people listen to their speaking, just listen to their speaking and focus on their speaking. Like me, when I speak with my sister, sometimes she just saw me, she just saw my face. And didn't say anything, and don't listen anything, and just saw my face, and it's very annoyed for me. And sometimes I'll be silent, or I'll be complained, I think. And maybe you like me in this behavior, because when I speak with everybody, I speak with my sister, my father, my friend, not different. And just I like when I speak with a person. She listened to my voice, she listened to my speaking. She didn't think to another things, okay? It's very annoying for me. And I said, I have a bad photographic, yes. I have a very, very bad visualized memory or photographic memory. For example, when I went in a university, I wait for a bus in a bus stop, and I saw a new girl. Okay, and she came and sat next to me, and we spoke with together for 1 hour about weather, about major, about university, about time, about everything. And after about 3 years later, I saw her, and I couldn't remember her. And she explained about 3 days ago, and fortunately I could remember her. And totally I have a problem with new face, new names, new things, new place. Even when we went in a celebrate or wedding, 2 or 3 days later, I can't remember. For example, my aunt's color, for example, excuse me, the color clothes for my family, or even color hair, my family. I can't remember them. I can't remember there, and it's very bad. I know, and I don't know why I have a bad photographic memory, and it's a little bad for me and for my people around me, my family, because they must explain for me about the person, the things, the place, and etc. And when I was a teenager, I had a good writing memory, and when I wanted learn a new unit, new lesson, I write it a lot, and with this way I could remember it and keep it in my mind. For example, new point, new lesson, and everything. When I was a teenager, I have a good writing memory, and now I have a good audio memory. This my memory, I don't know why. And what kind of memory do you have? If you want, you can answer to this question. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.